The Health Fix podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today, I have a treat for you. I have Petia Kolobova on. She is a women's transformation coach who helps women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or unhealed childhood trauma to create a life that is true to them and their soul purpose. Her mission is to help women who are on the path to healing from past wounds move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them. Serve other women in a powerful way online. Petia pairs feminine flow with strategic planning to give entrepreneurs immense clarity in exact steps to transition from a side hustler to a CEO. And today we are going to be talking all about how Petia works with folks to become unapologetically abundant. And I can't wait to hear about this because I think that our lives and so much of who we are bases on how we feel about ourselves and how we move forward past all our traumas. So Petia, welcome to The Health Fix.
Thank you so much for having me. I super appreciate your invite. And also, I wanted to say before we start how much I love and appreciate your work. I think it's really needed because when people realize that their own health, it's in their own hands, everything else becomes so much easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's shocking how even folks in our age range, in the 30s to 40s, you know, you see this in the older folks because it's kind of like doctor is authoritarian. I'm going to take care of your health and you have no say. But I see it even in our age ranges that folks are just not putting in the effort or just defaulting to letting someone else tell them what they should do about their health. And as a doctor, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
That's so, yeah, it's absolutely sad. You know, it's so fascinating because my family lives back in Czech Republic, you know, so anything that it's my grandma, she's 77 and anything that it says on the news, it's true. Everything the doctor says is true. I'm like, you cannot blindly believe. Of course, I do believe in, you know, doctors and everything, but you get to also check in with yourself. How does this feel? Is it really true? She has a high blood sugar and doctor told her to eat only 3 times a day. I'm like, are they trying to kill you? Like you cannot eat 3 times a day and eat just like a protein if you don't have any glucose in your body. There is no way. But older people don't question it. Oh, doctor said it, so I will do it. So it's sometimes it's sad. And like you said, it's even like our generation. I look at people because I'm 36 and I look at people back in Europe and they're still like eating like tons of dairy and processed foods and eating outside and not questioning anything. And then they're tired and they need tons of coffee. I was like, how is that you can keep going through the life and completely disconnect from what's natural to you and don't question it.
Yeah. It's wild. It's wild to just follow. I never did, you know, let's put it this way. I ended up a lot of times in the principal's office because I questioned and I always question, right? I was like, my parents were like, why do you keep asking questions? I'm like,
I want to understand.
I want to know. I want to understand. And so, of course, it makes sense that, you know, those folks who question end up in the fields in terms of trying to help others question and figure out, like, what the heck is going on. So you have quite a story. We chatted a little bit before we jumped on here and you were talking about, you know, having an eating disorder and going through all of these things and realizing that you were in control and you could take back control. I would love to hear a little bit about your story and what brought you to working on helping other folks gain abundance and gain all of the positivity and what they need to help move themselves forward in life.
Thank you so much. I'll keep it like as condensed as possible, you know, so because when people ask us, oh, what's your life story? We can go for days and days and days just talking, right?
Sure.
But conducting it, like making it really condensed and really like hearable. I grew up, like I mentioned, back in Czech Republic, and I grew up, you know, in my stepfather, he was like physically, mentally abusive, which created my low self-esteem, thinking that I'm not enough, I'm not worthy. And the quick fixes always came from food, right? So we are eating all the sweets and all of the things to make us feel better in the moment, which developed into hearing that I'm, you know, I'm fat, why am I keep eating so much? So I developed eating disorder when I was 11 years old. Then when I was 18 years old, still will my eating disorder, I run away from home to run from abusive stepfather, run away into the toxic abusive relationship, because our brain, it's wired for keeping us the same, and keeping us the same doesn't always mean keeping us safe. It's always looking for survivors. So it will repeat the patterns until we realize that we can choose and we can choose again. So I was on this like downward spiral when everything on the outside looked good. And that's something that I really want the listeners to hear. Sometimes we are judging the book by the cover. Everything looks good, right? So I moved to the United States as an international student when I was 26, I believe. You know, I got married. I was doing all the right things, right? I was going to the school. I was getting my bachelor's, my master's, working in a corporate on the side hustle. I was a personal trainer. So I was doing fitness competition. I got my six pack. Everything on the outside looked amazing. And on the inside, I was dying. I was empty. I felt alone and isolated and ununderstood. And again, the food was the fix. So it was going into like three more years, and I'm like, I just can't live like this. I can't. I was getting really dark thoughts. And when I was 18, when I ran away from home, I attempted for suicide. So that's also an important part of my story, because I just felt like I don't even matter and I shouldn't be here. Because Janine, I was trying to do all the right things, right? Be the good daughter and being the organized daughter and be the good girlfriend and be the good friend. And I was like trying to protect the kids in the school. And like you said, question everything, but it never felt enough. And so when I was 29, I'm like, if this keeps going, I don't want to live. I don't want to live like this. It's just going through the motion, right? Going to work and work out, you come home, you stuff yourself, or you drink wine, or you spend too much money on the shopping just because you're trying to create that feeling of aliveness. So luckily, back then when I was 29, I discovered Louise Hay, and I started to listen to her self-love meditations, affirmations. I binge on her books and then find Wayne Dyer, Joe Dispenza, all of the people from the Hay House. And I realized it all comes back to self-love and self-worth. And I was still like, it was getting kind of better, you know, happily divorced here, let go of toxic relationship, eating disorder. I am eating disorder free for past 70 years, you know, no relapses, no nothing. And all of that, it was because I started to take care of me more than I was taking care of others. And you can ask anyone, Janine, I'm super generous, super loving. Like if you're part of my family tribe, my friend, I have a team of 10 people now working with me, like I'll take care of you. You're like my family, but I will first take care of me. You cannot pour from empty cup. So my health, my well-being, my sanity, it comes first, then I can give the best of me, not the rest of me, to the world. So that's the condensed version.
Perfect. Perfect. And ending on a great point that you have a large staff that are your family and you're still taking care of you, because I find so many times in my office over and over again, ladies come in, they're juggling, you know, maybe a kid that's, they've got a kiddo who's three and they've got like a newborn. And then maybe they've got one that's a little older, who's like 10. And they're like, I don't know how to, I can't take care of me. I've got to take care of all them. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. What do we need to change up here to incorporate those things? So what have you found that are some of the basic kind of steps that folks can take to start coming out of the, what, you know, the land of like, I'm overwhelmed, I can't take care of anyone but what I'm doing right now, myself last kind of concept? What do they have to start thinking about?
It's Such a great question. And like I said, first of all, you got to think you cannot pour from the empty cup. You're thinking that when you take care of everybody else, then you will feel happy. But it's the other way around. Just think about it. Mike, I don't have babies yet, but many of my clients, they have kids and they always say, happy mama, happy family, for a reason. Because when you take care of you and you're feeling vibrant, you're feeling radiant, you're looking at, you know, feeling better, then you can create better, and you're a better mom, you're a better spouse, you're a better person. People are attracted to you as a role model versus somebody who is always angry, frustrated, and tired. And the most important thing, it doesn't have to take a long time. Because for me, my morning routine, it's really sacred. It's usually like an hour in the morning that I spend with myself in a bed, meditating, journaling, reading. It's non-negotiable. Breakfast in bed, my celery juice. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that my clients, if they're moms, they don't have 1 hour. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes do. Mm-hmm. If you don't have 5 minutes, you shouldn't even have kids, sorry. Like five minutes. It's just the breath work. It's just like when you wake up in the morning, what I tell my clients, put one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, and then still with the closed eyes. And this can take 2 minutes, few seconds, even if your kids are yelling, they won't die. Give them few moments on their own, strengthening their independence. But just take a deep breath in and think about, what am I grateful for today? I'm so grateful for my bed. I'm so grateful for my pillow. I'm so grateful that sun is shining today. And then, what are you excited for today? Because we get so caught up and we're so busy thinking about like, oh, I gotta do laundry, I gotta do groceries, I gotta meetings, I gotta blah, 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 right? Never ending to-do list in the morning. So what I want you to think in the morning, right away upon rising, take a deep breath again. Breathing, it's so important, bringing the oxygen in our body so we can feel alive. Take a deep breath in and say, what am I excited for today? I'm so excited to make myself coffee in the bed. I'm so excited to go for a walk later today. I'm so excited I will be interviewed today. It's like one thing you're excited for. And now, listen, the last one, the best one. Ready for it?
Ready.
What is the one thing you will do for yourself? Like we said it before, it's so easy to think like, oh, I will make everybody else happy around me, then I will take care of me. No, no, no. One thing for you. Today, I will take a bath. Today, I will take a walk. Today, I will read before bed. Today, I will call my best friend. Today, I will be watching my favorite movie. Today, I will do a dance party at home and listen to my favorite song. One thing you will do for yourself, maybe you'll just paint your nails. Maybe you'll just wash your hair after 2 weeks of not washing it and just masking with a dry shampoo, right? But something that will make you feel good. And it can be as simple as just putting essential oils on you. Or, you know, just putting body massage oil on you. I have a body massage oil with lavender that I do every morning, and it makes me feel like, okay, I love me. I love me. It feels good. So making sure you are feeling amazing from the start of the day, because then you're feeling more centered. You don't feel rushed. You don't feel pressured. And when we are feeling at ease, that's when all the beauty comes, whatever it is. Maybe it's just the inner peace. And let me tell you, the inner peace, it's priceless. Women come to me because they want to call in the love of their life. They want to bring in more income. They want to heal their bodies. That's great. But all of that comes from an inner peace, because when you have the inner peace, the one comes, the clients are magnetized to you. You have a better relationship with your money. It's all comes back to inner peace. Mm.
Yes, 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 it does. It's true. I think for a lot of people, they might hear that and they might go, oh gosh, that's great. Okay. I can, you know, do all of these things in the morning, but there's still this underlying at unease or can I really do it? I don't know. You know, I think a lot of people will always go to the question of, can I really do this? And so that's where you come in, of course, as a mentor and a cheerleader, as I like to say. A lot of people are like, you're a doctor. Yeah, more like accountability manager and a cheerleader, if you put it together and make it simple. But it does seem that, you know, someone might get started with that routine, but maybe they start to fall off because they're like, I don't think it's working. So how do you go about kind of telling folks and keeping the momentum going and helping folks to keep things going along the way.
You know, it's so fascinating because you can feel the results right away. Like once you give yourself permission to create the space for you, even if you do it like once, I usually tell them try it for a week. And if it sucks and you cannot do it, then you don't see results, you can stop. They won't. They won't because it feels good. Or maybe they try something else because I have so many different tools and exercises. But the thing is that I truly, truly wholeheartedly believe it all comes to feeling worthy to have the time for yourself, feeling worthy to give your body nutrients. Because the thing, it's like people think like, oh, organic food, it's too expensive. Well, it's not, because you are eating less of it. Your body can recognize it. There is no pesticides and all of these things that your body has to fight. But the thing, it's like you really get to feel worthy of feeling good and pausing the world. Like, for example, when I started my first business 5 years ago, I had social media marketing management, and oh my gosh, was that a headache. I was good at it. I'm really good in, you know, like social media presence, creating relationship. I still use it currently with my clients. I help them build a social media presence because if you are working with me, it's because you want to create an impact. And if we like it or not, how your social media looks like will determine how many people will really follow you, listen to you. It really matters, you know, the presentation. But it all comes back to you, all comes back to being aligned with you. So I was working like crazy hours. I was falling asleep with my phone, waking up with my laptop almost on my face, always working. And I burned out physically, mentally, emotionally burned out until I took a pause. Unwanted, trust me, unwanted. Internet wasn't working and I was in the mountains and I had a paper due to my school, working full-time in my corporate and side hustle social media that I started to build. So I freaked out and I couldn't do anything of what I planned that was due, you know, within 2 days. I went for a walk with my dog. And I came back and I was so rejuvenated. I felt so good. I felt so inspired. I did work within a few hours that took me 2 weeks before. That was my first biggest aha moment. Oh, so when we pass, we can get more clarity. When we pass, we can be more productive. Really? So it's really on overriding the old limiting beliefs. I'm coming from, you know, Czech Republic, heart of the center of the Europe. And I was told that you have to work really, really, really hard to deserve, to be worthy, to be pleasing others, especially as women, right? We're born, we get married, we have kids, and that's it, you know, and then you die. It's like it. Yep. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like that. I'm not signing up for that. So I just left, right? I left and I lived in London. I lived in Spain. Now I'm living in the United States for 11 years. Super grateful. I listen to my crazy intuition rather than listening to everybody else. But I had to create that space. And now what I do, Janine, I work 3 days a week. I have a team of 10 people. Some of them, they're like daily working. Some of them are outsourcing like branding or photographer. But it's the less I work, the more money I have. I have 5 freaking months with ease working only with my soulmate clients, women that I love, love, love. And they're here to create waves. They're here to create an impact. And it's fun. So you get to create a space to be you instead of working hard and endlessly, because then you will burn yourself to the ground and you will get sick and you will need Janine.
Or we might need you for some words of wisdom, because I've done the same thing to myself. I pushed it to the limits, laptop on my face, you name it, like glued to, you know, the keyboard. It's no fun. And I think right now there might be a lot of people out there who are listening to this. And because we're still in the effects of the coronavirus and all of that, a lot of folks might be thinking to themselves, okay, maybe this is my time to make a career change. Or maybe all of this is a wake up that I'm not living my life like I want to. Because I've heard from a lot of patients that they're like, oh, I don't know if I could go back to work now. And I don't know if I can, you know, do this, this, and this. But they're like, I don't know where to start. Yeah. So if you have someone that comes to you and says, hey, I really want to work on myself and my worth, but I also want to work on a side hustle. How do you go about that with them? How does the process begin?
That's such a beautiful question, you know, and Janine, like, last couple of months, my business tripled because women are realizing, I don't want to go back to work. I don't want to go back to the normal. I can't settle on that. So they hire me. And what I help them, like, it's always working on past, present, and future, right? We get to look at the past, why you are not where you want to be. There are usually some blocks, something that we heard from others, something, some beliefs that we have adapted from others. Because if you are living true to who you really are and true to your purpose, I'm not saying you don't need a mentor. Maybe you need some different mentor, but not mindset, you know, because you're already living it and you're being it and you know, right? But the thing is that very often we get stuck on what we think it's possible based on everybody else's beliefs and shoulds about our own reality. So I work on the past, then we bring it to the future. Okay, now that you know better, how can you do better? What is that you can do? How can we change your habits? But what do you mean it's always fun and flow? I did all the overworking, hustle, and all those things, and it just doesn't feel good. Like I said, physically, mentally, I was exhausted. So we work on the present and we create a new habit. And it's so holistic. It's the food, it's your relationships, it's what you're doing in the morning, at night, everything. We work on your energy alignment, and then you're ready for, if you want to, career change or like traveling the world. It's like whatever you want, it's all possible. And it's never, ever, ever too late. I always think about, again, Lois Hay. She started her life and like from zero when she was like 55, and she was just starting to learn about herself, her healing, you know, her self-love. She built a super successful publishing company that it's still now, even when she passed, she as a one person changed the world.
Mm-hmm. No, extremely inspiring. And the fact that you mentioned that she was 55, because I think maybe some folks have maybe heard of her name, but not really understood like how old she was when she actually started things. Yeah. Because I have people that come into my office and like, I'm 30, I can't do anything anymore. You know, my ship has passed. And I'm like, no, it's not. I don't want people to give up.
Never. There is no way you can give up on life, because then why did you came here? You know, why did you came here? You didn't came here to suffer, to follow the rules and then die. Like, why would you come? Like, you're so special and so selected. And I want people to hear how much they matter. Because if you make it up till here and you can listen to this podcast, you're probably doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. Better than you think.
That's true. That is true. So now we talked about at the beginning here, being unapologetically abundant. And we've kind of hit on some of the things to get there. Is there something that I haven't touched on or something you can think of? Because I think unapologetically is a word in and of itself, because I think a lot of women and myself, I'm always saying sorry. I'm always like, sorry, sorry. Is that what you were going for when you say unapologetically, or what's the meaning for you behind that word is what I want to know.
I love that. And if I can invite you something, Janine, that I always tell my clients, because they're very sweet and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, when you feel like you want to say sorry, take a deep breath and say thank you. For example, if you're coming later or you're running late for appointment, instead of saying, I'm sorry, I'm late, say thank you for your patience. Swapping up the I'm sorry for thank you. And yes, of course, there will be moments in time that you want to say I'm sorry, but usually it's, you can always change it up for thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for being here with me. And it's like really changing it up. It's going to make you feel more empowered, and the other person will feel appreciated. We all want to feel appreciated, right? And, you know, it came about, around 3 years ago. I was already on, you know, on personal development, spiritual journey, but I still find myself that I always lose myself in relationship. I was always like people pleasing and doing what other people wanted me to do. And it just, I felt like I just lost me in everybody else. So I hired a mentor back then, and he told me about creating a core values. Because I have never, of course, I heard of it before, but I never created them. So he told me, and it's a very easy exercise that I really invite people to do, or you can just shoot me an email at hello@petyakolibova.com, and I can send you the beautiful worksheet for that. But It's really about building your core values. And on one side, you would write down the things that you don't stand for. You know, I don't want to say like hate, but it would be really strong feeling against. And then on the other side, you write down the things you do stand for. So for example, I don't stand for hate. I stand for love. I don't stand for cheating. I stand for loyalty. So I want you to be going back and forth, 20 on each side, back and forth. Then you took highlighter or any other color and highlight three things on the right side that you do stand for. Those are your non-negotiables. For me, it's, of course, I was like overachiever. I did 30 and highlighted 4, but 20, it's perfect. So I highlighted integrity, loyalty, generosity, and always growing. And I get to, that's the fun part, okay? You do this exercise, you're like, oh, okay, I'm good. No, you're not. Now is the fun part. First of all, you get to see it. Always see it. You, like, I put it in my mirror. I put it in my bathroom. I put it in my wallet on like a business card. So I always see it and I'm always reminded. That's the first step. The second step is you really get to take an inventory of your life. Because when I did it, Janine, that's when I let go of everything. 5-year relationship. I let go of my social media marketing business, let go of my clients, one-on-one. I was doing back then 5-figure months, almost on a regular basis, but it was hard work and hustle. And like I said, burnout. I would get ahead and then I would be 2 weeks backwards because I was so tired I couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And so I took inventory. I was like, yep, nope, doesn't align. So you really get to be honest with yourself. And then that was the defining moment that I decided to be me no matter what. This is what I stand for. This is who I am. If you don't like it, it's okay. It doesn't matter if people have different core values than you. Doesn't make them bad people, but it just doesn't make them valuable for where I am right now in my journey, right? So if, for example, my core value is loyalty and I find out that my partner of 5 years was cheating on me 3 out of the 5 years, it doesn't align. Okay, like why would be wasting a time and generosity and always growing and being in integrity? So once I did that, I built a new business, created a new relationship. I'm being treated like a queen every single day. I never thought it's possible. So that's when the unapologetic came in because I became unapologetically me. I came here to be me, not everybody else's, like, you know, copy. And when I did that, Janine, that's when I attracted my soulmate clients. That's how I attracted the love of my life. That's why I am in such a beautiful, vibrant health I never, ever, ever been in my life. I can feel it. I can see it. And it's just attracts the woman who wants to be in the same vibrational level. They want to just feel energetically the same way. So that's why I created all of the abundance in my life because I became unapologetically me. So ask yourself, what are my core values? Am I living by them? And if not, how can you start? That's when you become unapologetically you. And it's not about apologizing, like specifically, but it's really about remembering. And this is something that I kept repeating myself. It's a mantra that I give to my clients. I am perfectly made for my purpose. When you realize that, you will stop trying to change who you are. Please others, you're like, no, the way I am, the way I look, the way I speak, even my accent, it's all perfectly made for my purpose. Mm-hmm. When you realize that and embody that, that's when the abundance and opportunities come in.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's powerful. That's powerful stuff. I definitely think that our guests are going to be getting a lot of information from that. I was writing down some notes there. So I'm probably going to be putting the hello@petiakolobova.com on there so that we can get some access to your PDF there. Now, you also have some freebies for us, and I had noted here about two of them. We have a mini course, so if folks liked what you just heard, now you can take a mini course and get more value from Petia's information. And so we've got the Unapologetic Worthy courses, and we have the How to Attract Your Soulmate clients as well. Can you tell us a little bit about those, just in briefly in terms of each one of them and what folks might expect from either one of them?
Absolutely. So the attracting soulmate clients, it's, you can use it to attract your soulmate too. So it's really about attracting your opportunities in your life. And it's a free video series. It's absolutely amazing, fun way to do that. Really creating space and aligning with what you want to attract in your life. For me, it's soulmate clients because it's so much fun to work with women that I love and they want to create changes in the world because it's more fun when we do it together, right? And that's what I created the freebie about. And then my mini course, that's not free, but it's only $97 because I wanted to create something that it's complete no-brainer. Complete no-brainer. Like, you don't have to invest thousands and thousands of dollars to work with me, like one-on-one. You take the worthy course and you really align with who you really are. You raise your energy. You really see what steps. It's a beautiful videos. It's a worksheet. It has meditations and it really helps you go back to feeling worthy. Because just think about it. If you're feeling worthy, you're not going to say yes to the things that are not heck yes. You create more space and you create more abundance. Because let's say, for example, somebody wants to work with you and they say like, hey, can I work with you for $5? You could say yes because you really love helping people. But also when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So if you say yes to $5, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, it's going to be like, oh, cool. Jenny, she's cool with $5. Let's send her more of those people. So imagine you have a waiting room filled with thousands of people. They're like, just, they don't want to go to work. They're really not invested. They just want to like break. So they're like, oh, let me see a doctor, right? And this is just an example because of your profession. But let's say, for example, consultation with you, it's $100 or $500. People will be thinking about it. And this is not for me to limiting health accessible to everybody. It's not about that. But I'm saying when we invest, we are invested. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to make sure that in your life, you're saying yes to the things that are heck yes in your life. So that's what the Worthy course will really help you. Like, I have some women who took it, men and women can take it. But it's, they attracted the love of their life. They attract their new clients. They switch their job. They get a raise in their job because they start to really embody the future version of themselves who is feeling worthy, who is feeling healthy, who is feeling abundant. And once you do that, it's amazing.
I can tell just from your voice in terms of how things have played out for you. And I'd really hope for many to have the same experience. And I think even that you mentioned finding your soulmate in general, I think a lot of people don't realize how much their thoughts contribute to finding their soulmate. They think, oh, I just have bad luck, or, oh, I just have this or that. But no, it's
your energy, really. It's your energy and you know, thoughts and energy go hand in hand. So how you're feeling is going to determine who you're attracting in your life, and especially how you think about yourself. Like in the mini course, there is one module about inner critic because we all have it, right? But I really talk about like how to overcome it in a fun and flow way without feeling, you know, like angry or feeling disappointed, because it's very important to acknowledge our inner critic, because when we are loving towards ourselves, we feeling the love and we can attract love from the overflow. You cannot find your better half. That's like, there is no like better half. You are whole, and whoever comes into your life, it's just like extra. It's just like a, you know, whipped cream or cherry on the top, because then you don't need anyone. Like our culture, it's teaching us to be codependent.
Yeah. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. Because yeah, the comment of better half, that's always what I hear. Like, hey, I brought my better half with me or whatever it may be. Now I'm going to start saying he's my cherry on the top. That's all.
Right? Please do. Like, I'm bringing my cherry on the top.
Here. I like that a lot. Oh my goodness. Well, Petia, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I definitely am going to put folks all of our notes to the mini course, also with the PDF in terms of helping you to figure out what your core values are. That's all going to be linked at drjkrausnd.com. And Petia, we can find you at petiakolovova.com, but also same on Instagram, correct?
Yep, I'm all over Petia Kolibova. I'm like everywhere, you know, Facebook. I have a Facebook community for women, free, unapologetically abundant women. And it's just really high vibe community for women who know they're meant for more.
I love that. And your podcast, we got to promote that because I think that there's going to be a lot of folks that are going to listen to this and be like, oh my gosh, I need to hear what she has to say. So it's also
unapologetically abundant. Yep. Yep. It's so beautiful because once you become unapologetically you, everything becomes so much easier because especially as women, we are wearing the masks, you know, different hats every single day. And when you become fully you, everything comes to your life so much easier.
Oh, I love that. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I love this conversation and I know that others will find a value in it too. And anytime, any questions, just reach out to me. I would be more than happy to answer anything.
Hey, Health Junkies, Dr. Janine Krause here. I hope you enjoyed my podcast. Guess what? I have a Facebook group. It's called Anti-Aging Health Tips with Dr. Janine Krause. So if you want a little bit more of the Health Fix podcast, head over to my Facebook group and let's chat. Now, I'm also offering a health transformation and restoration program. It's a one-on-one with me, and it's for folks who are sick and tired of going to doc after doc and health coach after health coach and not seeing the results that they want and deserve. In my program, I'm working with folks with transformation. So this isn't just a light program. This is a big deal. I'm going to change how you think about your health and your life kind of program. And I'm super excited to offer it to folks. And if you are at all interested, we should talk. I'm offering 45 minutes free with me chatting to see if and how I can help you. And you can get all the details over at my website, drjkrausend.com. All right, you've survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.